What is the We Remember campaign, and how did it come about?
The We Remember campaign is a campaign, a social media campaign, that we launched last year in 2017 in order to spread as many statements of Holocaust remembrance on social media as far and wide as we could. And the reason we did this is that we have been watching with horror and alarm as anti-Semitism, racism, hatred, bigotry and discrimination against so many groups has been on the rise in so many areas of the world. And we decided that the world needs a good dose of Holocaust remembrance education.
And when it comes to educating people about the Holocaust and other genocides, what kind of role do you think social media plays in it, and how is it changing things?
I think today social media has revolutionized communications in the sense that things now travel just so quickly. And in truth, the World Jewish Congress has been monitoring hatred and anti-Semitism, and we're seeing it spread like wildfire on social media. And we decided that we needed to fight back. And this, we believe, has a lot of potential. Last year, we found 250 million statements against racism and discrimination, and which was much more than we had ever believed or had ever dreamed. And so this year, we decided to do it again. We're feeling really very encouraged that many people really are against hatred and think we need to magnify their voices.
As you said, this campaign has reached hundreds of millions of people. What are some unique moments or stories that have come about from it?
Well, we found one of the most moving are when Holocaust survivors will pose with their grandchildren and will hold up a sign, "We remember." And we see a family connection, we see love, we see, it's a very moving reminder to the world that what happened did not happen to numbers. It's not, 6 million sounds like a number, and it's a number very hard to wrap your head around. But these were people with names. So when we see survivors who have families and the continuing generations, to me this is one of the most moving.
How does this campaign work to turn social media posts into action?
That's a very good question, because sometimes you're hoping that it doesn't end with just a posting to a hashtag, that this is going to inspire young people to speak to each other about it, that it will inspire teachers and educators to talk more about this in their classrooms. Young people are really our foremost hope in this. If they see on social media language condemning hatred in the language they understand, this gives us hope that the future generations will not forget. I'm a daughter of Holocaust survivors. Both my parents have passed away. We're watching the numbers of the survivors dwindle because many of them are elderly now. And who is going to be the one to tell their story? So I believe that it's very important for us to make sure that young people participate, because they can bring it to the classroom and bring it to their friends.
Ms. Ehrenberg, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Justin, for having me. It was a pleasure to be with you.